My brother is my financial consultant, and Bill set up a portal for me to look at my investments, for my retirement investments, which I do from time to time. You know, I'll just click on and see what's happened, you know, in the market, see where I kind of stand. And part of the reason to do that is if I need to make some adjustments with him about kind of where my investments are, I can do that from time to time. In the gospel today, and in the first reading today, it talks about storing up treasure in heaven. So I almost wish we could have like a portal to kind of see where we stand. You know, where do we stand in terms of our own treasure that we've stored up in heaven? But just like the parable, it's going to be a twist if we were to have such a portal like that. Because rather than measuring, you know, what we have in the bank, it rather measures our poverty before God. Now, I want to hear that a little bit closer. I don't mean that when we stand before God, you know, that we are sinners, okay? But our poverty before God is when we recognize in humility the truth that we need God. We can't do it without Him. You know, if we come to Mass, if we live out our life and say, you know, I'm a pretty good person. There's other big sinners over there. God needs to spend His time with them. He doesn't need to spend as much time with me because I'm doing kind of okay. That's not the right. That's not the way to look at it. How do we understand? Because our gospel today and our first reading talk about two things that allow us to store up treasure in heaven. One is humility before the Lord. To claim the lowest places is the image in this parable that Jesus is speaking. And the second is taking care of the poor. To give alms. He said, if you want to store up treasure in heaven, you know, give to the poor. So if you haven't been doing that lately, do it quickly. You know, it's time to get on about that. But how do we measure this? In the next 4 weeks, we're going to be starting a series on the Mass, kind of taking it apart and talking about what God is doing for us. But although this is not part of the series, I do want to take an opportunity to talk a little bit about what we do in preparation for when we come to Mass. Because I'm going to suggest that that's the portal. If that's the way of kind of looking at where we stand. What do we do when we prepare for Mass? I'm going to say, what should we be doing before we prepare for Mass? Well, one is I hope every one of you is making a daily examination of conscience. At the end of your day, look at what blessings God has given you and bring that to Mass on Sunday. You know, look at all the blessings that God has given you on any particular day, and when they bring that bread and that wine forward, say, I'm going to put that my blessing on top of that bread and wine. And Lord, I want you to turn that into your body and blood too. And second, if we have sinned, Lord, so when I come to that Eucharist, help me to allow that Eucharist to transform me. Help me to allow it to forgive my sins as well. Now, we also may need to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Part of this remote preparation for the Eucharist is to regularly use this sacrament. What does regularly mean? And I have a couple of parishioners here who are here at St. Bede, so they already know what I'm going to say. Said at least 4 times a year, winter, spring, summer, and fall. So if you haven't been using the Sacrament of Reconciliation kind of with that frequency, that's what I'm inviting you to. And by the way, if you think that because we only have a half hour of confessions and not enough time for all of you, I agree with that. And we're going to be adding more times for reconciliation as well. We're just not up to it yet. You need to start coming a little bit more. When you come, I expand. Okay? So right now I'm kind of falling asleep in the confessional. So, but that's part of our remote preparation for the sacrament as well. How about a little bit more proximate preparation? One of the things that I would urge you to do is, as a family, take out the readings. They're all available online. Take out the readings and sometime during the week, pray the readings together as part of your family prayer, so that you're not hearing the hearing the word for the first time here. And if you do that, I will absolutely guarantee when the reader reads or when the priest reads, you're going to hear that word at a much deeper level than maybe you are now. Because sometimes I know what happens, because it happened to me as when I was a kid sitting in those pews, is, oh, prodigal son, I've heard that one before. Click. I'll wait till they get to the homily and they say something I haven't heard before. But when we hear the word in our hearts, when we pray it, all of a sudden we bring what we've been thinking about during the week to this Mass as well. And then, not finally, but another thing to do is have some silence. This is one of the hardest things in terms of preparation for Mass, because our world is not filled with a lot of silence. Sometimes people look like they're silent, but it's only because they have earbuds in their ears. But find some silence so God can talk with you. Find some silence before you come to Mass, and then find some silence, and I know it's hard, kind of in the community, but find some silence here to offer yourself to the Lord. And then when you come here, one of the last things is in the conversation, please don't make it about the grocery list or what you're going to be doing after Mass. But if you do have conversation in here, make it about turning to your neighbor and saying, is there something I can pray for you during this liturgy? You know, welcome to the Mass, and you know, if you don't know the person, and say, is there anything that as just sitting next to you that you want me to pray for while I'm attending this Mass? So if there's conversation in here, it should be about spiritually preparing ourselves for what we are about. Because that portal, that guide about our treasure, is about, the Mass is about what God is going to do in us. Not about what we get out of Mass, but what God is going to do in us. He transforms us into His very self. He gives us a share in divine life. We can't do that anywhere else. We can't do that on a mountain thanking Him for His beauty, although that's a wonderful thing to do, okay? But we are not, that's something we do. It's not something that God does in us. What happens at Mass is unique, is that God looks at our poverty, and He can only do this when we recognize our poverty. He says, let me fill you with my treasure. Let me fill you with my life. So the model is not what we have in the bank. The model is really what we allow God to fill up inside of us. And that's a very different way of looking at it. It's the same way that Jesus had a very different way of looking at hospitality and humility and care of the poor in the gospel today. Those changes help us to understand how we're to live out these gospels as well.